How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
I'm Tonya Curry, and this is this week's Acumen Media Report. It's entitled, Toy Soldiers Put South Africans First. Early in the week, there was simply no news. Unless you were watching Ukraine, South Africa had a lull over the long weekend. It didn't last long as the floodgates opened. Not the ones that are going to cost 7 billion rand to fix on the Vaal Dam, but the news floodgates that churned out more headlines in 72 hours than clover can make butter. There was a huge focus on Nhlanhla Lux. Straight after the radio interview, Nhlanhla Lux was arrested. This interview was one of many this week. I really like to know who does his PR because they need a big prize. Most stations in this country carried an interview with Lux, and the narrative put South Africans first was front and center. The EFF were not happy. They don't like sharing the stage with other radicals. They chucked their toys out of the cot and resorted to name calling. They called Lux a toy soldier. I didn't see a toy soldier. I saw something scary, something hopeful, something strange. A groundswell of xenophobic movement saw people from other African countries taken out of their homes in illegal evictions. Alleged drug dealers had their contraband confiscated without a search warrant in sight, and one in particular claimed he was severely harassed by Lux. Hold that thought. I went back and watched several interviews. He's a character for sure, but he's not a toy soldier. I was a massive Lux fan during the insurrection. Nowadays, not so much because I'm not a fan of vigilantism. It never ends well. This all happened while we were celebrating Human Rights Day. What a joke. I would like to tell you how far we've come since Sharpeville 6. Wouldn't it be great to report that each person has access to water, electricity, education, safe housing, and the internet? The little things, you know, human rights. I'm afraid the Sharpeville 6 lesson has been lost in a cesspit of greed and lust for power, and instead we are focused on the narrative, put South Africans first. Lux's story is not complicated. It's administrative and should be handled as such. Illegal immigrants shouldn't be here unless they have followed due process. Sounds so simple, right? If only we did our jobs. We haven't done our jobs in years. So here we are, folks. We've now created this not-so-toy soldier, Nhlanhla Lux, who has run with the narrative introduced by Herman Mashaba. Now we have a group of vigilantes on the ground bringing kangaroo courts. Look, Lux literally single-handedly saved Jabulani Mall. But now the same man is running a xenophobic movement to rid our country of illegal foreigners. Operation Dudula is not a game with toy soldiers, Malema. We understand why you are so peeved. A chunk of your red tide on Twitter are foreigners. The EFF are so annoyed that they laid charges by singling out the one man, the so-called drug dealer. This pushed Lux from primetime media to a prison cell. He was arrested. This is where we are as a country. So desperate for our human rights that we use lawless, bold methods to rid ourselves of foreigners. All the while spinning a Trump-esque narrative like put South Africans first. While they were playing out across the screens, we also saw the president in an extraordinary moment rebutting at Malema's statement that Rama was scared to get rid of Bheki Cele. Our president, the leader of our nation, pulled a Fikile Mbalula and said he fears fall. A member of parliament highlighted that the use of that word was unparliamentary, to which the president said, I withdraw the term fall and replace it with fear niks. What a riot, hey? I laughed. You have to. It's only in South Africa, these toy soldiers. Later in the week, our president at the 4th investment conference made it clear to the investors that their money was safe. And he banged on for hours about how wonderful our investment portfolio is and how well we are doing. I'm sorry, what? Perhaps the president is hypnotized by his own voice, because what we saw was Esther Mahlangu, our national treasure, attacked. Her hands bound. In a robbery gone wrong, she was badly beaten, And I really don't get this story at all. Everyone knows Sis Esther. And yet some creatures had the audacity to hurt this fragile wonder of South Africa. Hey, Lux, this one I'll support you on. Kangaroo away, soldier, soldier. Tshwane Municipality went on strike, and the municipality ordered a notice of termination to those that were protesting. We still don't know what the grievance was, though. Perhaps Nhlanhla knows, because both media and the president can't figure it out. Just when we thought we had our strike of the week, the mother of all strikes hit major cities. Taxi strike brought Cape Town and Josie to its standstill. Again, we're still not sure about the grievance. There are messages that Bolt and Uber need to be regulated, that fuel prices are too high, and that permits have been delayed and taxis have been impounded. Whichever story the crowd chose, the impact was the same. They brought the country to a halt. Are you listening, guys? And Nhlanhla's message is clear, ground up, and it's how you manage a useless government. The vigilantism aside, I firmly believe the broken window theory. We can fix this stuff ourselves. In fact, we have to, because the president is going to do fall. I should try and cheer you up, but I'm afraid you'll have to watch our video for that. Make sure you subscribe, and I promise you'll laugh. It's on YouTube. We are short of 10,000 nurses due to job cuts. Nothing to do with foreigners, Lux. Supra Mahamapelo. Wow. The guy who caused the Northwest to burn has been nominated for provincial chair. I had to rub my eyes for that one, but it's true. Sihle Zikalala, oh, my favorite, joins Lindiwe Sisulu in a war on our constitution. I suppose that was pretty obvious. Razmataz is in the firing line for ignoring the death of a cyclist by dismissing the road as regional. However, when celebrity Anela Madoda had her tires damaged by driving through potholes, Mr. Fix wanted her to DM him. Toy Soldier. AfriForum have been busy. They are interdicting the 50 billion aid we gave to Cuba, and they want Jiba prosecuted. What was our prez doing during this human rights violation? Well, he was busy with that stooge, or Zuma's toy, as some might call her, our public protector, Makwebani. Good on you, Mr. President, for firing her, and even better on you for not being intimidated into the police chief hunt and the axing of Kehla Sithole. Good on you, Mr. President, for appointing Zondo as Chief Justice, as the ardent tasks that await that man will surely be handled with as much power as Zondo can muster. Good on you, Mr. President, for getting rid of the masks outdoors. But why did you have to talk about the fifth wave? It seems this one is exclusive to SA. The repo rate went up. We found the leading cause of death in South Africa is not COVID-19, it's TB. And we do nothing to guide the sufferers, nothing about their medication, and nothing for their safety. Human rights, huh? There is a Senzo docu dropping next week. I'm all ears and eyes. Makosi Khoza got hoofed from Action SA. She's really unemployable, right? She simply cannot hold down a job. In other ridiculous news, we're still looking for the Tembisa 10 doctor. And the DA vomited yet another racial slur on their colleagues. Soldier, soldier. Across the waters, Putin is called a war criminal as 3.5 million scared humans become refugees. North Korea fired a big missile. It appears that Ukraine was the breadbasket of the world as shortages of grain and cooking oil impact all of Europe. Russia is an oil hog, pushing the world's cost of living into the next level. The metaverse saw Heineken open a bar, so now we're going to have virtual alcoholics. There is good news. Ramadan is on its way, and the generosity of the religion will ensure that some of us are at least fed. I'm Tonya Curry, and you've just scratched the surface with Acumen Media.